3 and 10, 104.5 The Zone. What up, Nashville? Brent Doherty with you. There's Dawn Davenport, the queen of sports talk radio in Nashville.
This is not a thing.
It's a thing.
Hey, it's a thing, Babs.
We're not making that a thing.
Well, yeah, you're the thing. You're the guy.
Yo. The thing, the guy, the dad. No, come on.
Come on. Come on.
Stereo.
Hey, I was telling some people at Buffalo Wild Wings about that yesterday after the show, and everybody was, as Fred Durst once said, in agreement that it was great. Queen of sports talk radio in Nashville.
That's it. You said Fred Durst said it was great?
Yeah. No, he said agreeance, which is not a word, but I liked it.
Agreeance isn't a word? We're in agreeance? No. I always thought that was a word.
Agreement.
Oh, there.
Or okay. We agree. That's.
I mean, you know. I always say out physicaled. That's not, those words don't go together.
See, that's
either.
Why I think it fits on the show, because we have lots of words that aren't words that we use routinely and consistently-ish, like.
Yeah.
Consistical.
That's good.
And there he is. He's Ron Slay.
Ha!
I'm in a building.
I'm looking at Rhett B. Jamming to this intro that he made right now.
He's jamming to something. I don't know if it's this. It just happens to be the same beat as to whatever he's listening to.
I'm telling you. Like, just walk in there on Rhett. There's no tell. You're either going to hear a magical pregame, what do you call it?
Montage. Puts
together. Montage. Or you're going to hear him jamming something, man. You're going to be like, dude, I remember that.
Yeah, then some
gonna
Motown
turn it up. Yeah, you're going to turn it up louder.
Some 90s rap thing or Ella Page or I don't know what.
He was rocking some Prince last week, man. It was good.
Can't go wrong with Prince. Prince has a song vault. Why don't we get access to the vault?
That's it. No.
You don't want access to the vault?
I would love it. They're not letting it happen.
Doesn't both Prince and Michael Jackson have a vault full of music that has never been released?
I think a lot of people do. Because I was talking, we have so many very, very talented and creative songwriters in this town, obviously, right? And I was talking with this guy, Ashley Gorley, who's one of the best. And I was like, so can you not go to sleep, or do you have conversations with people where you just immediately think of lyrics and things like that? And he said it's a blessing and a curse, was his answer to me. And so he pulled out his phone and his notes. He has like all of these songs. And I'm like, dude, you're like Prince. You got the Ashley Gorley song vault.
A genius.
And he was like, no, please don't put my name in that kind of category. But in all seriousness, this guy's unbelievable. So he goes and sits, we're at a baseball game. He goes and sits in the bleachers to watch, you know, our kids play baseball. And the first walk-up music was Prince.
Really?
And we just looked at each other and pointed. We had a moment.
A moment.
All right, coming up this weekend, Titans, Colts, Tennessee, Florida. What else you got? I don't like where I sit with the Notre Dame Wisconsin game either. I know that's a little weird, to even bring up, but.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to bet that game and I can't figure it out.
Man, Wisconsin, they I'm trying to think of a different word than the word I want to use.
They don't have explosive plays. Yeah, that's a hard one.
Man, and they were a pushover in week one when I rode with them. I didn't like that. Two,
Penn State Notre Dame. Got them.
No, yeah, exactly.
And Penn State doesn't really have a schedule. Except they have a couple of games. They could be a one-loss team.
Yes, they could.
At the end of the season.
Notre Dame is a problem because what they did against Florida State, I just can't get over that.
I don't think Notre Dame's any good.
Hello.
Using Florida State as a measuring stick.
Yeah, please. Florida State, meanwhile, a 2-point underdog at home against Louisville this weekend.
But I will say, with those games, Louisville and Florida State, whether it's in Louisville or Florida State, always barn burners. Always barn burners.
Typically an over. I haven't looked at that game. I'm not telling you to go over on that.
But it typically is. It's always fireworks for that game.
Texas A&M and Arkansas, I'm tempted to go Arkansas money line there.
Want to, but it goes against everything that I picked early on about Jimbo. Remember, I said they were going to finish second in the West.
This game's in Dallas at AT&T Stadium.
In Dallas, that's
every
right.
Year.
I mean,
Texas A&M by 5.5. They do have one of the best defenses in the country, but as Todd Furman said, they haven't really played an offense that will test them. Mm-hmm. Arkansas, a couple of offensive linemen out. Kentucky, South Carolina. I'm all in on Kentucky minus the 5.5, but you told me no, South Carolina. Todd told me no, South Carolina.
I told you. I'm.
Now he said it was a lean.
Yeah, I'm gonna hurry. I'm gonna make that bet before that line changes.
And then Tennessee, the Titans, Colts. That line's gonna be interesting because it opened at 5, went up to 6. I texted Slay this morning at like 5 o'clock in the morning when I rechecked again. It was at 5:30, so I just wanted to make sure he knew.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for that.
And now if Carson Wentz plays, it could pop down a little bit. If he doesn't play, which I don't think he will, he's got two sprained ankles. Dude, I can't even walk to the bathroom on two sprained ankles.
Well, it's interesting that it would pop down.
With Carson Wentz.
With Carson Wentz, right. Snort?
It's interesting that it will pop down.
Because you know because he's not 100%. I mean, and the injury report today, he did not practice.
I think they just look for those magical moments, especially in a rivalry with Wentz. And I don't know if I'm being biased or what. I just think you don't do that. You don't put him out there. Do they got a bye next week? They don't got no bye.
They're an underdog next week, too.
But here's the deal. This is a massive game because it, and I always say this, the divisional games like count twice almost, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a massive game. Every divisional game is so important. So.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right about this being a massive game for the Colts because seriously, what did Coach Mack say? They're a wounded dog back into a corner.
And you know what that means. Watch out.
Yep.
Because here's the thing. If they go 0-3 mm-hmm. and the Titans are 2-1
trouble.
With a win over them, Indianapolis is at Miami. They're an underdog in that game in week 4. Certainly a game they could win, but they are an underdog in that game. And then they're at Baltimore.
And then they see the Titans again.
You could be talking about an 0-5 team.
Yeah.
I'm leaning more to a 0-5 team than not, because after the Titans, which I think will be a loss, then you go to see Miami, which I think attention was grabbed last week against New England. It was New England when they got smoked, didn't even score.
You either smoke or you get smoked.
Yeah, they got smoked. So I think, like, Miami is a very good ball club and a well-coached team, and they got a defense. You know, Flores is doing a terrific job with them. And then who was the third person? They come back and see the Titans again, right?
They come back and see Titans.
Well, like, No. They're at the Ravens. That's five.
That was it.
Then they've got Houston at home.
You can get your one.
You can get back to right there. At San Francisco.
Ugh, that ain't good.
Then Titans at home.
That's a baby gauntlet.
It's a dangerous first half. Look, from everything I've heard from people in Indianapolis, the only reason they have faith they're going to come down and play well is because history tells them that they play well in Nissan Stadium. That's the only thing that they're hanging on
to. See, it's funny because I ran this stat the other day. It's since 2008, going through the first game of 2019, what are they, 16-3, the Colts? They were 16-3 in those 19 games. Titans have won 2 of the last 3, though.
Mm.
And you're talking about a new regime, new general manager, new coach, all that stuff.
Yep.
So maybe they're flipping it a little bit over there. But, I think Coach Mack is right to be concerned because it's hard to imagine an Indianapolis Colts team at 0-5.
Yep.
But if they lose this game, they're headed that way.
Yep. And I think it's going to be a situation, like I know we're going to get into this later in the week, but a guy like DeNico Autry is going to set the tone. Like, we saw what Adams did that plays for Seattle against the Titans. Only game, like Coach Mackinnon was saying it on the broadcast, only game he plays good against is against the Titans. So, I'm not saying we get there from DeNico because he's been playing well. But, man, if the attention is on him, you best believe Big Jeff and the way Landry's been playing, I like where our D-line is. I like especially that second half, man. And you're going to put a guy out there with two bad wheels? Hey, yeah. Try your luck. Try your luck.
When we come back, you'll hear from Kevin Byard and A.J. Brown. Stay tuned. We'll talk more about that Titans-Colts matchup next. 3HL 104.5 The Zone. Ryan, I saw you tweeting that verified and with Twitter. Trying to get that blue check mark.
You know what? I tried it a long time ago, and I said, hey, man, I'm cool on that, you know? But then the listeners, they put it out there. So, hey, I'm always riding whatever the people want. Whatever the people got, that's what I'm riding
with. I heard back in the day one of the people in charge of that thing lived in Nashville.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And then so I did some investigating when Buck Rising got his blue check mark.
Mm.
So one of the things they look at is, because Don has it, one of the things that they look at is if people Google search you.
Oh, really?
So people need to, so Dawn has it, me and you don't. So people need to Google search Brent Daugherty and Ron Slay.
Yep. Y'all need to get on it. Get on Google. What if I just keep doing it all day?
I don't know how that works.
Guess it counts.
Gotta count on it.
You can Google me as well. I'd like to be checkmarked.
So my new mission is when I get up, get Lil Ron ready, I'm gonna do about 25 Googles.
Is this the All-Star game you're trying to vote?
Dude, here we go. You Google search me and I'll Google search you.
Bingo. Every time you send a text.
We'll be smarter than them. You are tapping that glass. Nah, man.
I'm gonna start making use of this little glass. I know what to do with this. So my glass is gonna be dented up. It's gonna be dented up like the puck been hitting it. So every time.
So we sit in kind of a triangle.
Maybe we can get rid of it then.
In this room, and there is a COVID protecting stanchion that someone made. Like,
by the way,
remember in industrial arts class?
Yeah,
I had Mr. Wiss at JT Moore.
Who was mine?
And somebody made like these wooden frame platform things to put this plexiglass window in, and so
that does nothing. This plexiglass window does nothing.
If you spit at me, it'll get caught by the glass.
You're 10 feet away from me.
That's a loogie.
You're past the required mark anyway. Like, you're that far away from me. This plexiglass doesn't, it's
I whatever. Make you upset Sorry. Sometimes. So you can, it's you optics. Could, you could fire off a loogie, man. I might need that glass.
Now, loogie,
I just got a little fired up with this ridiculous thing blocking our view, and I'm like spitting as we speak.
Meanwhile, Slay's hit it a couple of times today because Slay's got the wingspan. So when
I just tap him up.
When he likes something that I say, he points at me. Well, yeah. When he extends his arm, it goes like right up into the glass.
Yep. That's
right. These are personal problems. But anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. Google,
I mean,
Google
this
search.
Plexiglass is going to end up in the ocean somewhere. It's going to kill a sea turtle.
That's the shame.
All for nothing.
But the funny thing is, and I'm like you, like, I really don't care. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But.
No, it is hard to see you.
It's kind of fun to throw it out there. No, I'm talking about the verified thing. But it is funny to like.
It is hard to see.
Get off it, Davenport. All right.
Like, if you're sitting here with almost 30,000 followers, and then like, and then you pull up somebody that's like got 600 followers and they're verified. I'm like, how in the heck does that work?
That's how it happens, Jim.
That guy's just more important than I am.
And here we go, Jim.
Glenn's on it. Glenn Burks is on it. He says, "Let's get this done at verified."
There
Thank you,
go, Glenn. Thanks, brother. He's out here living a life, man.
So, Titans-Colts, are you concerned about this matchup at all? Because I look at it on paper with what – I know the Colts are 0-2, but I know they played two really good teams.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Titans just stole one in Seattle somehow, some way, but they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, they could easily be 0-2 also.
Yep.
It just looks like and feels like the Titans are a better football team at this point of the season – than the Colts, and they're playing at home.
In my opinion, the best thing to happen at this point was when they got smacked in the mouth and didn't punch back at home in a home opener.
Because they had to evaluate themselves and take a hard look in the mirror early.
Exactly. So damn what the media was talking about, let alone them. After hearing that press conference and how Vrabel challenged each and every one of them, and then Derrick Henry also challenged him. Like, when your leaders challenge you, you got to step up because they're stepping up. So they want you there with them. And I think coming home, this was in Indy. I feel, could go anyway. This is a reset button for the Titans. Another home opener. That's why I believe they're bringing the Oilers in for this. I mean, it was probably planned ahead, but it just falls in, falls in the right place. This is me doing my math again, y'all. So I think the Oilers coming in and honoring them, and you get the Ring of Honor down there, all of that honored. I just feel different about it. With it being at home, they owe the fans this one, if not anything else. So I don't. Honestly, I'm not as worried because I think the defense is about to do something. I think they're about to do something nasty. I think this defense gonna do something very, very nasty.
Watch out for Danico Autry, who had a sack and a half against Seattle. Mm-hmm. Who said when he signed with the Titans,
I remember.
I know how much money they had.
Yep,
they could have signed me back. They chose not to. 2 weeks a year, I'm bringing it for sure.
Hey, man.
This Colts offensive line has already given up 6 sacks and 20 quarterback hits.
Which is funny because they've got one of the best offensive linemen in football. But you're right. They haven't played well. And the other thing about the Colts is their defensive scheme is bend but don't break. They want to keep you in front of them. And they've but they've given up, what, 8 explosive plays is what Rhett Bryan told us?
I want to see them keep Henry in front of them. Because he don't wiggle around you. He go through you. He don't do no wiggle.
So he goes from in front of you to through you.
Yes.
To then behind you.
Bingo. Then put you put back arms, back on, what was it? Back arm count. What is it? Back counter. Counter back hand play.
Off.
Handoff. There it is. Counter back handoff. When that comes, then he put that little back hand stiff arm on you and tell you to sit back in the car. Like, how many times I got to tell you to sit back? That's, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a little different.
You talking about little 5'9" Quandre Diggs. He looked really cute, you know, trying to catch
him from
behind.
I told you to sit back. If you don't listen, I'll bounce you off the turf. So sit back.
Still kind of did.
Number 6. He had 10 tackles. Mike Keith told us he had 10 tackles in that game. I just remember 2 times where he chose not to get close enough to Derrick Henry to make a tackle.
I could have had 12.
Or it could have been a meme.
Or he could have been 2 memes. That's tough to get doubled up on the memes.
It's out there. I just think this defense let him. Plus, AJ got to make up. Like, it's, I mean, listen, I know
on
both sides.
Somebody involved with the organization told us, look out for AJ Brown this
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You saw it in the game. The man continued to play ball, doing other things. We heard it from Southfold. Like, look at you. You looked out there on the field, man. You saw Julio blocking. You saw AJ Brown blocking. Like, man, it, hey, let it all come together. I'm looking at the defense this game. I ain't even worried about the offense. Your offense is going to do what they do. I'm looking at this defense. This defense. And the secondary got some questions to answer. Outside of Fulton. Well, and outside of Barrett. Everybody else got some questions to answer. So, I'm interested to see what a little pressure does.
Jack Rabbit's playing okay.
Playing solid.
But he can play better.
There you go. He's a fool. I ain't seen the fool yet. We've seen a solid NFL player, vet. I want to see a fool.
615-737-1045. What do you think about this Titans-Colts matchup as we turn our attention squarely ahead to this weekend now as we sit here on Wednesday afternoon? Jason in Hendersonville, we were out there yesterday. Jason, what's up?
Yeah, I worked late. I couldn't make it. I was trying to get there. Hey, there's always room to worry whenever you have a porous backfield. You guys are just talking about it. My question would be, why is Robinson so set on drafting individuals that have injuries, first round draft picks, that don't see the field? I mean,
okay, can I say this, Jason? Jeffrey Simmons, ma'am, worked out okay, right? Like, that guy's legit.
Yeah. Well, every team, in order to make a Super Bowl run, you go where your offensive and defensive line goes, and we're getting better there, with the exception of, you know, our tackle being hurt all the time, but. The defensive line is really looking solid, and it looks like they're starting to gel and get after the quarterback real well. But you also need at least one shutdown corner to shut off half of the field so you can always shift help over to the weaker side and to free up your linebackers to rush. And we just haven't had a shutdown corner in a long time. And we're just all eager to see what Farley's all about.
Yeah, that term shutdown corner, what was cool back in the day, is hard to be that now.
In a pass-happy league.
Right, where all of the rules are slanted toward the receiver. Right. I will say this, though. To your definition of shutdown corner, Christian Fulton, I think, is that dude. Yeah, 2 weeks in, I think that dude is a dude. So, you know, maybe first-round pick. Listen, the other thing, talking to somebody over there, Caleb Farley, they fully believe that he's going to be a dude, too. It just might take a minute.
Well, and he's also, I mean, I get he's coming back, but he's also listed on the injury report today with a shoulder injury.
With a shoulder, yeah. not the back.
Not the back. So now I'm sure it plays in, but.
Yeah, that's good. That's
okay. He did not practice with a shoulder injury.
Speaking of back injuries, we haven't mentioned this. Rest in peace, EZL from Friday.
Yeah, his neck and his back.
My neck and my back.
Oh, man.
Crazy. He was found deceased behind a store, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he'd been there a minute and had struggling in life. But,
2 weeks?
But, man, he was funny in that movie. Mm-hmm. And he only had a couple of scenes.
Yeah. But that movie, like, he had a stretch.
He did, yeah.
Players Club, yep. Minister Society. Like, he had a stretch of movies, man, where he was the guy. He was the guy. So.
You were pointing out, and I hadn't thought about it, but there are a lot of people out of the movie Friday that have passed away.
Yeah. Sure.
Who is it, like the Poltergeist?
I don't know.
Grandpa.
I don't know.
John Witherspoon. Ezell now.
Ezell. Bernie Mac. Debo. Zeus Tiny Lister.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Debo?
I forgot what it was.
I forgot, too. He didn't pass away that long ago, actually.
It was this year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and then a female from the cast, the one that they said looked like Janet Jackson. Looked like more like Freddie Jackson. Yeah, her also. So, yep. Nardo, the person that don't exist.
Tommy Lister, the 6'5" actor. Mm-hmm. That's Debo.
Debo, yeah.
And by the way, Ramon
Fossil. He was 62 when he died, man.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people pointed this out yesterday that noticed Ramon Fossil was wearing a T-shirt honoring Debo.
Debo's bike shop.
That's my bike punk.
It was Lister died of some kind of cardiovascular disease.
Well, I mean, he was a big man.
He's a big old boy. Zeus.
615-737-1045 at 3HL-1045. You guys think Derrick Henry goes off again? 35 carries, 185. Now, I will say 182 yards. I will say this. I was so excited to see him from a Titan perspective, see him just stone Jamal Adams, one of the best in the business at blitzing the quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's going to leave him on the field. Like, if he's good to go on the pass pro like that, you can leave him on the field on third and long.
Yep.
And then you can just let him float.
Well, then them options open up, boy.
Behind the defensive line. And then you're trying to tackle him in space.
And he ain't
wiggling. That's a whole other weapon that they really haven't utilized.
Yeah. Just wait, boy.
So Titans-Colts coming up. And, again, Titans a 5.5-point favorite at this point. If they can get to 2-1. Guess what they have the next week? Not to look ahead.
Oh, hold on. Now, what are you looking at?
Hold on. Sure. Wait a minute.
Don't go there because I ain't with it.
Yellow light.
Yellow light.
Into a red light.
Slow it down.
Hold on.
New York Jets.
J-E-T. What did Mickey used to say? J-E-S-T. Jets.
Just.
Yes. Okay. You mentioned Derrick Henry. How healthy is this Titans offensive line going to be? Obviously, we had Roger Saffold on the show yesterday, came out to Hendersonville and chatted with us and gave some great insight to a lot dealing with a shoulder injury. He did not practice today on the injury report, you know, and he did tell us, like, hey, I've dealt with this. Mm-hmm. I dealt with this last year. I know how to kind of maintain it. So I felt like he was very hopeful that he would be okay and would be able to play just from what he said. Who knows? But he did not practice today. And there's a lot of offensive linemen on this injury report. I know it's Wednesday. I get it. Derrick Henry's on it, too, but just for rest. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you go off.
Yeah, give that man a maintenance day.
Please.
Yes, I know. But Ben Jones, who was kind of in and out and really gutted it out, I think, in that game on Sunday in Seattle, he's on there with a knee. He didn't practice today. Saffold didn't practice today. Tyson Brelo was full participation, but is listed with a foot injury. And Taylor Lewan, who we saw the video floating around social media of what it looked like when his knee clearly gave out to him on him in warmups prior to that Seattle game. He was a full participant, according to the injury report. Today.
Not even limited. I thought he would be. I mean, we saw him out there in warmups, but I thought he would be.
Now, does that mean he's going to have a setback and be,
don't know.
You know, did not practice tomorrow? Possibly. Yeah. Now, you never know.
In terms of Carson Wentz, Kevin Byard said this today.
Honestly, I'm expecting to see Wentz, but, you know, as the week goes on and injury report stuff come out, we'll prepare for both quarterbacks for sure. Wentz has been a quarterback in this league for a long time, and I know Easton, he's a younger guy, but I will prepare for both of them as if, you know, I think both of them are starting quarterbacks in this league, so we'll be able to, you know, see what they bring us and what happens during the injury report and stuff like that.
Easton not mobile, but he does have a hose now. But he's kind of like Milton, like there's one speed with him. Is what they say up there. Not a lot of touch.
I want the Rocky Balboa effort from Carson Wentz. That's what I want.
You want him out there.
Please jump out there. I'm begging him to jump out there.
Can he like catch a snap one-handed with a crutch in his left hand?
That's exactly what it's going to take. Boy, do you know how the D-line is going to be salivating if that man comes out there?
Again, 6 sacks, 20 quarterback hits in 2 games.
or you're setting yourself up for like this unbelievable Colt story where Carson Wentz plays on two sprained ankles and beats the Titan.
That'd be cute. Wayne,
or Jacob Eason comes in
after a
terrible performance and
came in cold, threw a pick, cost him the game.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, or then he plays with a full week of participation and game planning and knowing that he's the guy and comes out and shows what he can do. Who knows?
I think the offense, man, puts them behind the eight ball by coming out and scoring and having their way with it early. And then the defense. The defense does what they do. And now I think Eason tries to play catch up. And guess what? That's when you get the, what's my guy's name in Florida playing quarterback?
Anthony Richardson.
No, he's a man.
Emory Jones.
Emory Jones. Then you get an Emory Jones like effort.
Danny Werfel.
And he'll just throw it away. Eason to throw it. Then that's when that secondary steps up.
Shane Matthews. Terry Dean.
Rex Grossman.
All righty.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. Rex, I was bad.
Oh, man. I forgot about Rex.
You can't forget about Rex.
Hey, A.J. Brown's looking for a big day coming up this weekend because he didn't have one in Seattle. Here's A.J. talking.
I kind of give myself, like, something happened in my life, I give myself 48 hours to, you know, powder whatever, and then I move on from it. But that's not the case here. This is football. This is something I do every day. That's not going to be the last time I drop pass, but definitely going to continue. She was just trying to make a move before I caught the ball. And then after that, it was a domino effect. I kind of let it get in my head and just kept going. You know? So I most definitely wish I could play today. You know, it's been a long couple of days for me, you know, but it's a part of it. It's a process, and, you know, it's ups and downs. So, you know.
Ups and downs.
That's spot on. Spot on.
He didn't enjoy his performance over the weekend and certainly didn't enjoy Monday film room.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I would think.
If I said,
although there were some good stuff he did off the ball.
Oh, I said
he's one of the best
yards.
Blocking receivers in the NFL, for sure, whether he's catching balls or not.
Hey, man. Can I give a shout-out real quick?
Shout-out.
Man, Coach Mac, man. That's my dude, man. He better listening to the show. He just hit me and said counter hand back. thank you, Coach Mac. This guy here, man, that's the reason I got the powder in the barrels right there. That's the reason. Come on, man. That's just going to keep you on your game, man.
That's going to stand back. Andrew on Twitter, guys, y'all are the greatest. This is Andrew Bennett. Guys, y'all are the greatest. My dad passed away yesterday. Please keep me and my family in your prayers. Done.
No doubt. Most definitely.
Rest
in
peace.
Sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Prayers up. We'll be right back.
Coach, what you think about
the dope on Twitter?
Some more playing.
Right. And now my day is done. He loves your strikeout wing spot.
Oh, well, thank you.
Are you on?
Oh, well, thank you.
There you go.
I had something to play that he told me to play, and then he jumped my jump.
Oh, yeah, play it. Play it.
Coach, what you think about getting Ola Adeniyi some more playing time?
Probably as a defensive player, and, you know, we got to continue to, you know, work him in there. That's, you know, he plays extremely hard. He takes advantage of the opportunities that he had. So, like we always say, that earns more opportunities.
Now your mic's on.
There you go.
I mean, he had a sack. He had a walk-off sack.
That's big time.
They took it away from that man.
Ola Adeniyi. Yeah,
so did. Vrabel said last week, though, they got packages for him, so we got to figure out when to use them, how to get them in there.
Clearly, they have the in the game with a sack package.
Go get them package. Hey, Ola.
What was going on with Russ at the end of that game? Usually, he's money, man. What, 35 winning drive, like last game-winning drives at the end of the game?
You ever been walking to school, cut down the alley, and his dog's loose? That's what happened to Russ. That's exactly what that man ran for his life. Like, them dude, hey, man, go back and watch that last drive.
Exactly what Todd Furman talked about this week. Or, I'm sorry, Coach Mack talked about Coach this Mac, week. Like, you push a dog back in the corner.
Yep.
Watch out.
Hey, man, that last drive, them boys had their eyes.
That was such a good example when you cut down the alley going to school.
That's it. Man, you remember them dogs used to get loose? They could just start barking and didn't want to get loose. Hey, boy, you better get up out that alley. I mean, dead sprint.
Hey, You guys want to see a dead body?
It's almost time. It ain't time.
He sacked him twice in the end zone.
Yes, he did. That was a dead body.
And then he threw the ball. I have no idea where it went.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, don't tell me forward progress when he still threw the football like right. He was trying to get out of the end zone. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Russ knew what was up. He knew he got caught slipping.
Yep.
Backside running for your life.
There wasn't no backside handoff.
Big Jeff with another half a sack. Going back and watching the game, though, not to take anything away from somebody, but
take away his Wednesday. You get to
Big Jeff had that sack all to himself. He should have two sacks in two games now.
True.
Think about that. Do the Ron Slay math on that one. That would be 17 for the season. Could you imagine?
Yep. You in the day. Hey, you see, and that's the good thing.
Hey, baby.
That's a good thing. You just got to get in the ballpark with the mouth, with the Ron Slay mouth. We round up. We never round down. I always remember that. Write that down in your notes. I always remember that.
So do you have trouble with Lil Ron with the math, the way they do math? Do you have that problem, Don, too?
Like, man, so last year.
They do it differently now. It's like,
Common Core?
Hey, man, yeah, I don't even know what the name of it. It's dumb.
It's bunk.
I always put it on my kids. Like, you were the one sitting in the room. I know how to solve this problem, but it's not the way that they want to see the work done.
And if you don't show your work, then you don't get credit. And I'm like, okay, but this work is like going around your elbow to get to your you-know-what.
Exactly.
And it's your Arkansas. Bunk.
You're exactly
yes,
right.
You're Arkansas.
Exactly right.
Like, why are they teaching you to do it this way?
Silly. Yeah.
I don't know, but silly. Football makes you do math, too, sometimes. So yeah. That's just the way it is.
Hey, I just got word that our guy that we were talking about today, Lane Kiffin, is here in town tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Yes, little Cruton visit. Kiffin and Lebby.
Mm.
The offensive coordinator.
Yes, which means that they're coming to chat with somebody very important.
We got some nice prospects around
there
the city.
There are some nice mm-hmm. offensive prospects here in Tennessee. You know what? Our listeners should tweet at Kiff, @Lane_Kiffin, and tell him
Kiffin.
While he's here in town, part of it is during our show, that he should.
3 o'clock.
Sitting on the runway waiting to take off when he's done with the visit, he should call into 3HL.
Yep. Call him us.
3:30.
I'm going to blow him up.
Tweet at Kiff. Give us a call, Kiff.
Kids, tweet at him because y'all, you always respond to kids. Using the kids.
Yeah.
Again, listening to the Ole Miss Radio Network at halftime, they throw it down. The guy's like, you're impressed with the way the offensive line's played tonight? And he's like, yeah, except for the left tackle who got beat and got the quarterback smoked.
Smoked. It's such a great word.
You either smoke or you get smoked. Hey, we want Lane Kiffin on the show. Tweet him, @Lane_Kiffin. You guys are the ones that can get this done.
Come on, Lane. Talk it talk. We waiting on you.
Tights, keep on coming up next with Amy Wells and Mike Keith. So stay tuned. They're ready to roll. Later.
Tighten up.
We gone.